Good morning, everybody. Depending on your sport, it's an ugly or a beautiful morning this morning. That's right, a big weekend from track and field to basketball. Nadal is out of the French Open. We'll talk about that. But the big story, the third fastest 200 meters in history was run over the weekend by sprinter, American sprinter, Tyson Gay. Who got his secret? Who discovered his secret? Well, that, of course, was our takeaway contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. He just walked up to Tyson Gay and asked him.
I was pretty nervous before the race. And I know this may sound lame, but, you know, I call my mom, man. And she said, just relax, you know, even though it's your first race, you know, go out there and just be calm and patient, you know. And I took that into consideration.
Takeaway sports contributor and blogger Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen was on the scene at the Reebok Grand Prix track and field competition. He walked up to Tyson Gay and said, I called my mom. That's my secret. Nice work.
It was a beautiful day. It was a perfect day for track and field. The Jamaicans were out in full effect. The crowd was amazing.
Why did Tyson Gay run, it seems to me, unopposed by Usain Bolt, who would have been the Jamaican who would be most likely to beat him?
Usain was not there, but the guy who actually was in the race that was probably one of the most high-profile people was Jeremy Warner, who we know is a 400-meter runner, right, and who was a celebrated 400-meter runner. And he was running the 200 that day as a training, as a warm-up for the U.S. trials and the World Championships in Berlin.
Well, this was a very fast heat. How, first of all, much does this preview what's likely to be the Olympics in a couple of years? And based on your judgment of this Reebok Grand Prix, where does track and field sit as a sustainable private sector, you know, pay-to-play sport like, say, world football, soccer, and some other global sports?
It definitely has its challenges, particularly with the doping problems that they've had in the past. I think they're trying to address that head-on, and they had, you know, Tyson after that, directly after, he was going to get tested. So I think they're trying to address that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sponsorships and a lot of energy and a lot of interest, but like any specific industry, they need to find the niches that make it work. And in New York City, it makes sense to have a track meet, and have, when you have Jamaicans versus Americans, you have the stands filled with Jamaicans and Caribbean folk. It was like a Caribbean Day parade in the stands.
So a great meet, a tentative step forward for the sport, and all in all, the headline is Tyson Gay.
Certainly, Tyson Gay. I also would say Tasha Danvers. I'll call her the People's Champ. She won the 400-meter hurdles. She's unsponsored, and she ran literally in like a white t-shirt and like some shorts.
Oh, that's great.
And it was a really exciting thing to hear her talk about that. She's like, I'm looking for sponsorships, but no one's gotten her. She's an Olympic champion.
Oh, wow, that is great. Well, you called it on this program. The Orlando Magic rolled over the Cleveland Cavaliers 103-90 this weekend. That sets up the Magic and the Lakers in the finals. First of all, is this Magic team for real?
They're definitely they're the best team in the NBA right now in terms of teamwork. In terms of passing the ball, they dump it into Howard. Howard passes it out, and they pick apart teams with their three-point shooting.
Well, they shut down the timing of the Cavs, and they shut down LeBron enough of the games to win.
They had a guy named Pietrus who got his hand in LeBron's face. He was knocking down threes. He made LeBron tired, and I think he wore him out a little bit.
Well, you don't march into L.A., though, and shut the Lakers' timing down with Phil Jackson there on the sidelines.
Not at all. They have these longer athletic swingmen. It's Disneyland versus Disney World with Orlando and L.A.
That's right. That's right.
And the thing with L.A. is that they have the wisdom factor. They've been there before. They all know how to win, and they're going to be tough to beat.
Well, it's also Kobe. Kobe's got to step up. What do you think?
You mean the Black Mamba? Yeah.
Yeah.
Kobe is he's deadly. He's the closer in the NBA. Some people call him the best player in the NBA. If you look last year, the best defensive player from the Celtics played against the MVP from the Lakers. This year, that's exactly what happened with LeBron and Orlando. Now again, you have the best defensive player in Dwight Howard going against some argue one of the best players in NBA, Kobe Bryant.
Well, you don't have time to talk about Rafael Nadal out of the French Open in the fourth round, or the Detroit Red Wings and the Pittsburgh Penguins still going in the Stanley Cup. You want to call the NBA? Who's going to win, Lakers or Magic?
I'm going to call Lakers in seven.
Lakers in seven. All right, we'll hold you to it, and we'll see Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen next week for sure.